The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, here we are. Welcome back. Hope you had a good day today. I don't remember the last time. Oh, I do remember the last time. I had to go to the DMV. And fortunately, I've been going in there for a number of years, and it's a smallish office, and I got to know the manager fairly well. Nice woman. Nice lady. Nice person. And I went in, and I was treated very nicely. However, that is not always the case. There are tyrants who seem to find employment with the DMV offices in many states, and they are often DEI hires, and they don't like white people. Now, all that said, our dear friend Kelly Nelson is back tonight. Did you have to change your bandages today? Are you okay?
I wish that woman at the DMV had to change hers, because boy, I wanted to choke her.
Yeah, I know. No, this it's, if you look under Kelly's name, we should have, at least it should be up there, but her latest column is about the tyranny, I would call it satanic evil tyranny. These people, some of them, are sadists. They love to make you grovel. And you know
they're
that.
They're authoritarian.
Oh, you know that. Yeah. Without cause. No, they don't deserve any of it. They're servants. They forget that, though.
Yeah, and I heard horror stories of people that wrote in and told me their situations. And it's, I mean, four times to the DMV, and this was for a teenager to take the test. Four times they kept telling her she needed more, and she had to wait in line for 3 hours every time. And finally she takes her test. The guy wouldn't let her make the turn like she knew she should. He wanted her in a different lane, so he flunks her. Four times she's been to that place, and the guy flunks her. I said, find a place out in the country where it's hardly populated.
Kelly, excuse me. Wait. Did he flunk her four times?
No, she went there three times.
Oh, that was the fourth time she got the test.
And they kept telling her, no, you need this too, you need that. Yeah, I mean, it's like they want you to bring your entire history with you. Mm. It's insanity.
That's bureaucracy. You know what? That's why this country is dying. One of the reasons, the bureaucracy. Go ahead.
Well, we've got all these people moving into this state because we're a state. We don't have a state tax. And
you don't have a state tax, or you don't have a state tax?
No, we don't have a state tax.
Gotcha.
You know, state income tax. We do not have. And so the people are flooding this place, not only because of, well, you know what it is. I don't even have to go into that. They're just running from the nests of vipers. Most of the people that have come here, and I'm seeing them from all over the place, a lot of Californians, and my friends who are physical therapists at UT University, she said, you know, we've asked every single one of them, and all of them said, we're political refugees. We had to get out of that state and find somewhere we could live without them be breathing down our necks. So maybe they're okay, but I'm just afraid the state will turn, you know.
I thoroughly understand. The sad thing is, this is what you're describing, what you went through. The country is going down. It's being disassembled. It's being taken apart.
Let me just tell you this. My 92-year-old cousin's husband sent me the last article that my daughter wrote in this newspaper up in Akron, Ohio. And he mailed it April 30th, and it did not get here until, June 11th from Akron, Ohio.
That's April 7 weeks. Six and a half, 7 weeks. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, you put a first-class stamp on anything, Kelly, you're playing Russian roulette, and you're going to lose. They will take their damn time now. They don't care.
It's freaking believable. So Monday morning, I get up at 5 o'clock because the place opens at 8, and I figured I better be there at least 6:45 or 6:45. I mean, so I got up, got dressed, got in the car, and got over there, and sure as can be, there's 10 people already waiting out, and it's a cloudy, nasty day. We're all standing out there, and then I'm watching, and there's another 20 that come behind me by the time the doors open. But I said to my husband, because he already went. Now, mind you, men never change their last names. Women who get married and divorced, married again, change their names more than once, right?
Understood. That's traditional.
Yeah. Okay, so I said to my husband, well, you just renewed yours, so what do I need? And he said, well, I've got a list. You need your Social Security card, your birth certificate, your proof of residence, i.e. the deed to your home, your electric bill. You need your voter's card and your driver's license. And I thought, holy crap. Okay. I said, well, I don't have a Social Security card. He said, yes, you do. You had one, and I kept it in the firebox where we store all these good things. I said, oh, praise God. So I get over there, and I get in, and I take a number, and I sit down, and this place is packed. I mean packed. They finally call my number, and the woman says, okay, I need this, that, and the other, and I give her all this stuff. And she said, well, your name isn't the same as on your birth certificate. I said, well, obviously, I'm married. And she said, give me your Social Security number. I give it to her, and she must have plugged me in on the Internet somehow and found out that I had been married twice previously.
Right.
You know, this was way back when, and I stopped kissing frogs over 45 years ago.
Understood.
So here's the thing. I said, well, yeah, I was. She said, well, we need the certificates of those marriages. I said, why? She said, to prove who you are. I said, you've got my birth certificate. You've got my driver's license.
She was loving this. This is sick.
Yeah. I mean, I said, I've got everything here. I mean, what more do you want? And she said, well, do you have a passport? And I said, I do, but it's expired. I said, will you take that? Because I had to go through all of this to get a passport, so it's still going to be good if I just renew it. She said, no, it has to be renewed, of course. All right.
These people need to be taken out to the woodshed and taught how to behave and be polite.
You know, they're not going to be, because they get glory out of this. They love putting people through hell.
It's really the case.
Okay, get even.
That's right.
I said to this woman, I said, look, we've got a brain dead fool in our White House who is flying illegal aliens with no documentation whatsoever on their persons all over our country. Plus, he's going to the foreign countries and getting the people that Trump threw out of here and bringing them back. I said, how can you deny me, an American citizen born here? You can see I was born in Evanston, Illinois. That's on my birth certificate. And she says, well, I don't know that that's your birth certificate without having all of these certificates.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. This bitch needs to be really fired. That's not public
service
work. No,
they're all like
work.
That. You can't, no. I mean, you fire them and then you just bring in another band of the same thing. Yeah. So when I got home, I called my congressman's office because I was so burned. And I actually got a gal on the phone who had just gotten married, and she had gone through this in D.C. And she said, believe me, I understand exactly what you're saying. And she said, yes, this is a federal thing for this real ID. However, they keep pushing it forward. It's not supposed to come through and go into effect until 2025. But if you ever think you're going to have to fly again, or you ever think you'll have to go into a federal building if you have a job that would take you there, you're going to have a real ID. And she said, but you know what? It may not even pass. They may push it again, but they want you to have this. And I said, you know, with all these, look, we've got 22 million new people in this country. It's not 10 or 11. It's 22 million, and y'all
know that.
Are you
being conservative? It's more, but go ahead.
I said, so how, they're handed documentation, and they're even given the right to vote. You've seen my voter card. Go check my voter stuff, I told this woman. Well, the gal up there, she said, you know, I understand. She said, but here's the thing. Every bloody state makes different laws. She said, so I can't tell you what Idaho is or California or New York or Illinois. She said, they make up their own laws. Yeah. And it makes it difficult. But she said, some of them are simple. That's all you need, birth certificate, Social Security card, so forth. She said, but others, they want your life history from the time you were in the womb. And she wasn't kidding. She said, that's really true. I said, okay, so what do I do? She said, just comply, or she said, just go get yourself a regular one and don't ever fly or go into a federal building. I said, okay. So I went home. I talked to my husband. I called him on the phone. I said, I don't know what the heck to do. He said, okay, we'll talk about it. So when he got home, he said, look, I'll just go in because you ordered your passport to be renewed, which by the time you add this all up, you're coming up to about $250, right? Instead of the simple $30 for a new license.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's coming down to. They're raping you again.
Yeah.
So I went in and I renewed my license. That was like my passport. That was $67. And so then I said to my husband, can I renew just my regular driver's license? He said, yeah, give me the license. I'll do it for you. So he did. And he said, this way, this comes in just 3 weeks. So you're covered. you can actually drive, you know. Of course, I haven't had a ticket in 40 years, but still. And I do have a lead foot, so you never know when it's going to happen. However,
yeah,
I thought,
you former Playboy bunnies know how to turn the words on a cop. You get instant kindness. I get it.
Yeah, my little teeny cute darling grandmother, she got out of she was doing like 60 in a 30-mile zone, and the cop stopped her, and she said, "Oh, I'm so sorry, officer, but I really think I'm going to have diarrhea, and I have to get home." And he said, "Okay, I'll let you go." She just laughed all the way home.
That's cute. You just put an idea in a lot of people's minds. That's good.
I bet I did. Yeah. So, anyway, this is what's happened. And I'm covered, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to have to go. You know they have cameras in there. They take pictures of you. So I know they saw me.
Probably in the bathroom, too.
Yeah, I'm sure. They saw me raising my voice to this woman. And I'm sure that the other people around me...
Oh, you're lucky they didn't call the cops for disturbance.
Yeah, but maybe I educated somebody, because the realistic thing is you've got all these outfits, these non-governmental organizations and these Catholic and Lutheran charities, and they've all gathered together to bring these people in, and it's under this global compact for migration. And this is why when you even go to the DMV now, there's a line out the door, because there are so many foreign people coming into this country. Not only foreign people, but there's states like mine. There's 9 states that don't have any state income tax. So those states are being flooded with people escaping from these deep blue states that are just raping the daylights out of them. So this is what's going on here. It's a nightmare to even get in there. You cannot bother. I mean, I talked to a woman in line, and she said, "Oh, yeah, I came after lunch one day thinking I'd take the afternoon off." And she said, "I was still number 68 when they closed." I said, "Oh, great. I'm glad I got up early." So this is what it's
68.
This is what it is.
68 at the end of the day.
Number 68 at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sorry, you'll have to come back. This is why that teenager going after her license had to be there 4 times, because the 3 times, I mean, this is what they're going. They're putting American citizens through hell because they're allowing the scum of the earth to flood the country. And it's purposeful. It's the United Nations Global Compact for Migration. And this no good Nick in our White House, that everybody has known he's been brain dead since 2010. Well, since 2020, when he ran for president, he's been brain dead. I mean, that's really the fact.
Oh, he may be right now in a form of advanced hospice care. We don't know what's going on there. We don't even know if he's even there. We do know that the man that they paraded out on the, whatever, the portico.
It's not really him.
Oh, no, he was 3 inches, 4 inches taller. Jill Biden's head usually comes above Biden's ear. It didn't even make it to the top of his shoulder. So this guy was 6'3", whatever. He looked like him. He sounded like him. But he walked like a man who was still doing very well in an ambulatory sense. He wasn't walking the old man's shuffle. He was walking along.
We've seen the masks. We've seen the mask scratched his neck and it ripples, you know.
But they're getting better. They're not rippling like that. They're getting better, believe me.
Well,
I could probably wear
the chin. The chin nuts that we see, they're there sometimes and not there other times.
Yeah, I know. I could wear a Kelly Nelson mask and get away with it.
I don't know. I could say something, but it's probably
that's
not in good taste.
Tell me later.
Yeah. Well, so this is the state of the union. What a nightmare, huh?
Somebody wrote in just now, Jim just wrote in, and he said, Kelly is describing the documents needed for the real ID.
Uh-huh.
It's also known as the star card. Ask her if this is for the national ID, formally. Did they ever say anything to you about real ID or national ID?
No. Uh-huh. It's just called the real ID, but we do have a hunch that it could go into the real ID because
you've got so many of
these jerks pushing digital currency, and that's what they want to go along with it. Now, do I ever want to fly again? No, because they've got DEI pilots. They don't know what they're doing if they get in trouble. We'd all crash and die.
You
know, that's not an ideal thing for me. Do I want to be in a federal building? Mm-mm. But if I'm forced to be by the feds, then, shit, why do I need a card,
If you go into a federal or even a county building now, It's damn near a pat-down. I mean, they put you through metal detectors and all
that. Oh, it's been like that for a long time because I've gone to a number, a big number of our county commission meetings, and you have to put everything that you have through the scanner to make sure, and then you have to walk through. It's like the airport, it's the same thing. And if it goes off for any reason, they will pat you down. This is absolutely true. And they'll ask, do you have any what do you call it when they put knee replacements in? Do you have any?
Oh.
Because they're metal.
Joint replacements because there is tungsten or whatever.
Yeah, but the knee ones and the hip ones are metal. They're metal. Right. So every time I walk through one of those, I set it off.
Mm-hmm. How are you doing with that knee, by the way? Is it finally stabilizing? You were having trouble with that.
Yeah, remember, I went up north to the other doctor, and he said, I can tell you right now what's wrong. They didn't give you enough exercises, and you've got tendonitis in the leg. So he gave me a shot, sent me for 4 more weeks, and it was fine. You want to go to break?
Yeah, let's do that. And when you kick dogs, it doesn't help the knee joint replacement either. So you've got to stop that.
I don't kick dogs.
I thought that was you. Never mind.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding. I've got a wonderful story I'm going to send you right now. It's going up in headlines, and it just says, take a break from misery and watch happiness. And underneath that, it says in parentheses, remember Governor Kristi Noem. And you'll look at it and you'll see.
I'll send it
to you right now. All right, she's a mega bitch.
Coming
your way right now. Hang on. And we'll be right back with Kelly in just a few. Hold on. Okay, welcome back. We should note that horrible example of unbridled invaders moving into the UK, into Europe, into this country. Remember, most Central American countries literally emptied their jails and prisons and poured these people out north. In England, did you see what happened yesterday? There were 11 stabbed, 2 died, and 9 of them are struggling to survive by one Negro from Rwanda who claims to be a Muslim. These people have IQs of about 30. Yes, they were. As far as I know. Maybe one child, one adult. But anyway, 2 dead. I think they were children. Look, this guy's got an IQ of 35, 40. That's it. They're not suitable for first-class, first-world civilization. Not his fault. I'm not blaming him. I'm telling you, though, that as long as these people are continually brought in here, we have no future. They're going to destroy us. They have no problem stabbing 11 people, 9 children. They have no problem at all with that. These are not human beings by first world measurements. And I'm not talking necessarily about the color of his skin. I'm talking about his intellectual, societal competence. It's not there. These people have hate, especially for white people. And the war on whites is getting worse all the time. Oh, yeah.
They want to replace us.
You got it.
Anything that came from Europe originally that started this country, they have to get rid of them. They want us to be a third world country. We aren't on the map after so many years. I mean, it's just our founders told us, and they keep calling us a democracy, which we were never founded as
never.
A democracy.
Never.
And I'll tell you, I'm proud of Mike Flynn, because Mike Flynn started out calling us a democracy, because they don't teach that in the military anymore, the difference between a democracy and a representative republic. And I said, Mike, I wrote him, I said, Mike, we're not a democracy. We've never been a democracy. Our founders hated democracies. And he kind of argued with me, and I said, okay, I've got a way to fix this.
Whoop, did we lose Kelly? I guess we did. Hopefully we'll get her back. The latest update on this stabbing in the UK, a third little girl, guess what skin color? A third little white girl has died. Story from CNN. The United Kingdom was left shaken after three children were stabbed to death and eight others were injured in a knife attack in Southport. One of the worst assaults against children in the country in decades. Well, look, this sub-animal, and I don't care what color his skin is, if he's able to perpetrate a crime like this, should be taken out.
How did that happen?
We're talking about things they don't like. They bother us. This thing in England, a third little girl has died. White girl.
Oh, no.
Yeah. This sub-animal, I don't care what color he is, should be taken out, skinned alive, and then dismembered on the streets, and then fed to the dogs. These are not people. Did you look at the video I sent you?
Yeah, that's a Malinois.
All right, well, it'll be up at the top of headlines. It's a little doggy that skateboards. Literally,
it's a Malinois.
Like a person.
They're very, very bright. They're used by the military. Malinois are wonderful dogs. Our neighbor has one. She's just a riot. But Malinois, did you watch that dog? He kept turning around to make sure that you were watching and
I watched the whole camera thing on him.
No,
he's that guy. That little fellow, that little dog, was 10 times smarter than that subhuman, sub ape that stabbed those people. That dog is what people ought to be in many cases. It's just sickening.
I don't know.
It hasn't even started yet, Kel. You've got to be careful.
Listen, I happen to have the TV on from watching one of the shows earlier this evening that we watch at dinner. And I flipped the channel and I saw, Sean Hannity, listing all of the people who have been killed by illegals, and it just a roll of them just on and on and on. So
it's over 3,000 a year now. It's over 3,000.
Yeah, and if they put Harris in, she's going to get rid of the cops and she's going to release everybody in prison. So she has an idea of how to flood the country and make us totally. And she wants to take our guns away, so then you'll have to use baseball bats to combat the filth that they've let in and let out.
They've flown
them
in.
But you know what? Honestly, I don't know if you read the article a couple back before the assassination attempt. Or maybe it was after. It was an article about 1932. And it was the World War One veterans. If you think this country has ever really been solidly, conservatively, constitutionally, righteously good, you're wrong. Because it started in 1825 with the first commie coming here. But But in 1932, I compared this to the J6 people. Why? Because they've been imprisoned. They're still sitting in there. Many of them never have been tried yet. And then many other ones have many years they have to face in prison. And this article that I wrote took us back over almost 100 years, 92 years, and it was the story of the World War I vets during the Depression, because the Depression started in 29 and it was still going strong in 32. There was another collapse in 31, which made it even worse. These people had no jobs. They had no money to feed their families. They were begging to have what was called the bonus for their service in World War I, that they had been promised, and that because the country didn't have money, they kept pushing it forward, 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 and it came to be known as the tombstone bonus, because they said by the time we get it, we will all be dead. Remember, World War I was 17 to 19, and they weren't going to pay them till 45, all right? So they all clustered into, and it wasn't just 2,000 people, but all of them were at the Capitol. And they came from Oregon first, because there was a fisherman who was a former veteran as well, and he gathered them all together and he said, we're sick of this. We don't have food to feed our families. We're all in rags. We look like penniless paupers. And that's what they were. And he said, okay, they got a train to actually give them a ride halfway across the country, and then they thumbed the rest of the way. Well, word got out, and by the time they got there, there were 25,000 men and their families camped in front of the Capitol. Now, there was a good man there, and I forget his name. He, too, was a veteran, and he knew that these people could not exist just camped outside. So he went to another fellow who had a large piece of property and asked if they couldn't camp there, and the man said, of course. And then he went to the legislature and tried to get $75,000 in order to feed them. They said no, so he went to all of the stores around there and got reduced price things that could be given to the people and kept them fed. And this went on for an entire month. They were camped there, and none of the people in the legislature would vote to give them anything. So the president was Hoover. Mm-hmm. And Hoover kept putting out that these people were nothing more than communists, and that only 10% of them were veterans. A total lie. The veterans of World War I hated commies with a passion. I mean, it was drilled into their bones. They hated them so much. So you know bloody damn well that if there were communists in there, there were few in number, because these guys knew what they were, and they could spot them in a New York second, and they'd take them to the woodshed right now. So they had their families, their wives, their babies. I mean, a baby was killed because they even used the spray on them. What's it called?
Pepper
when
spray.
Not pepper spray, but the
tear gas.
Yes, thank you. Tear gas. They use tear gas. But here is the real key to the whole thing. Hoover finally said, I'm calling up the army. I'm getting them the hell out of here. You run them off. So you know who he called to do it? I bet you'd never believe it. MacArthur and Patton.
Oh,
and that's who did it. They burned their tents. They ran the people off.
This is in the late 30s?
This is 1932.
32, early 30s, okay.
July of 1932, the summer. Mm-hmm. They burned all their tents, all their little shacks that this other veteran had gotten in wood and
ruthless.
Nails.
It was incredible.
And they ran them off and to God knows where and to how they even managed to live. But that's what was done almost 100 years ago. So when you look at J6 today and these imprisoned people and then a man that, I mean, there was an article about one gentleman that's over here in a Memphis prison, and a friend of mine who's a journalist went to interview him and wrote an article about it. And he was actually a policeman who came from another area to the Capitol to help them and help them, and they still charged him with all kinds of charges and put him in prison for 11 years.
Oh, man.
It's insane. So they, you know, you compare these two situations, and you look at what, this is what the government, our government, did to the people. So, if you think...
I can't remember the name of that event, but it was a very black... it was awful. A black spot on the consciousness of this country.
Well, they called it the bonus. They called it the bonus of veterans. The veterans wanted their bonus money. But it wasn't bonus money. It was money that had been promised to them. Why they called it bonus money is beyond me. There was a reason for it. But
it was a trick. Somehow.
Of course. And, you know, this kind of thing, it's prevalent. I mean... we've been guinea pigs for the entire length of this country. And I'm not, if you were raised in the 50s, if you saw the 50s, you would have thought, this is the best place in the world for anyone to be. It really is.
Well, that's
is.
True. It would have been a true beautiful. Statement. Absolutely.
Yes, but if you looked behind the veneer, the 50s
You could see it.
Senator McCarthy was telling the people, the commies have already infiltrated everything. And what happened? He was killed.
Well, they murdered him. Sure.
Yes.
They killed people
they
all the time.
Him. And he was absolutely right. Absolutely.
James Forrestal,
totally
our
right.
First Secretary of Defense, they murdered him. They killed people all the time. It's not unusual. Not unusual.
Yep.
It's a Tom Jones song like that, I think. Anyway.
Here you had a band of jobless veterans. I mean, and it ended up being 25,000. Some said it even went as high as in the hundreds of thousands because other people came to join to help them. They called them the Bonus Expeditionary Forces, and all they wanted was early payment. And Congress wouldn't give it to them. All the Congress had to do was give it to them. A fellow by the name of Walter Waters was a commander, and he came from Oregon, and he was a cannery worker, and he's the one from Oregon that got the people in Oregon, the veterans, and they started, and that's when word got out, and it got out all over the nation, and... you know, by June 1st of 32, he had 1,500 men with him and their families. That's quite a bit. The fellow that was good to them was the D.C. police superintendent, and his name was Brigadier General Pelham Glassford. And he was the man who was sympathetic to the men and understood they had to have the money to feed their families until some of this broke from the terrible times they were in. They couldn't. There were no jobs. I mean,
did
these
you write
people
a,
were starving.
Kel, did you write a piece on that horror? The bonus marchers.
Yes, I
story.
Did, and I think you have it. I sent it to you. It was titled "The Boot of J6 Tyranny Crushed Veterans in 1932."
Right. Can you easily send that to me again? I'll repost
sure.
it. I'm getting people writing in asking, Did she write something about that? I want to read it. Eisenhower was also in on the crackdown. Butler was there, but he was on the side of the veterans.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Yeah, and I included a 7-minute video of an overview of the bonus marchers, but actually you can go back to 1786 and 87 when they had Shay's Rebellion in western Massachusetts with the state government's efforts to collect taxes on both individuals and their trades. Why? Because the state was in a debt crisis. So, see, when they need money, they either don't give it to you or they raise your taxes. This government...
Or they take you to war. Don't forget that angle.
Yes, they take you to war. That's a big angle. Yep.
I'll post it. It'll be in Kelly's columnist section as well.
Great
history.
Paternal grandfather was in World War One and World War Two. He re-upped for World War Two, and in World War Two, he was charged. He was in charge of the MPs at Nuremberg, and he had previously in World War Two been in charge of a prisoner of war camp in France. So he saw a lot, but he graduated from the Presidio in 17, and I still have the actual menu of their graduation dinner, and it was quite funny, quite humorous. But when you go back to what all this happened, and you know, this was called the Great War, World War One, the Great War. There were a lot of men that just signed up to go, and fortunately, there is a good side to this because many of the states, I think there were 16 of them, and how many did we have then? We had, 48 states then, I believe.
Two less, I think, or three? Yeah. I can't remember, but at least two
I think
less.
It was just two less, but 16 of our states enacted substantial legislation on the subject, and most of it was cash bonuses going to ex-servicemen in eight states, but a lot of these states added in that they would pay for the veterans to go to college or to any education they chose. You know, you could go learn to be a plumber or whatever. But so they really gave to their people, but the federal government in 24 had promised the servicemen this money, and it didn't come, and it didn't come, and it didn't come because
of
the Great Depression.
Congress. This is all the Senate and the House.
Yes, of course it is.
And those are the same people that in 1913 sold America to Satan with the Federal Reserve Act.
Well, in 13, you had a whole lot of things happen. Not only did they pass the tax, which was totally unconstitutional, but the Federal Reserve, which is also totally unconstitutional. I mean, that was Wilson, you know. He was...
Woody Wilson. What a creep.
Yeah. Oh, but we've had an awful lot of creeps.
Yes, they're still at it.
Well, look at Hoover. Hoover wasn't any better. I mean, what he did to these men is just unconscionable. And
Hoover, an idiot.
Yeah, people today think that MacArthur and Patton were two of the greatest men because of World War II and Korea. And I have to agree with Korea. I'm telling you, McCarthy was right on Korea. We should have gone after the Chinese and stopped that then, but Truman wouldn't allow it.
No, MacArthur wanted to go right across the Yalu River, going to roll them up.
Absolutely.
Just like Patton wanted to roll up the Soviets at the end of the Second World War II.
I wrote a huge article about that a long time ago. But I'll send you this one again because it reads like... A short storybook. I mean, it's an in, incredible story of what was done 100 years ago. It's and I included some of the pictures, and I told you where you could get other pictures. But you see a picture of this mass of veterans gathered on the steps of the Capitol in Washington, July 5th, 1932. I mean, it's packed. You can't, there's not an inch to move. It makes January 6th look like nothing. We had 2,000 people January 6th. This was 25,000. Imagine what that was.
Yeah. Well, back then, you can multiply it by four. That's how big it was. It was even bigger than that. Things are different now. We didn't have 330 million people then.
No. But that was an awful lot of people to go to the Capitol. Yeah. But that's where they always go. And now, of course, they've stopped that, basically. People would be afraid to try it again for fear they'd end up like the J6ers. But they don't realize it happened 100 years ago. Injured. They killed a baby with tear gas. They had bricks, clubs, bayonets, and sabers that they used against their own veterans. How do you like that?
I think the same thing would happen now. Sorry to say.
Absolutely it would. Dwight Eisenhower was MacArthur's aide at the time, so he was involved in it just as much. Absolutely.
Who the hell was it? Let me see if I can find it. Somebody in, I want to say the Senate. Anyhow, someone said that the American military now is formally, it was a congressional panel, said the U.S. military is not prepared at all to fight any major war right now. The DEI, all of it.
Oh, no, it's not. I just
read that. I'm sure Mike would say the same thing. He must be appalled by what's going on.
No, they're not. They're not. We are really in danger, a lot of danger.
Pink rifles, uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, good God.
Kelly, thank you for sharing. It's always fun.
Okay, all right, I'll send this to you again.
Good, thank you. Good night.
All right, take care. Honey, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, wonderful human being. Be right back. Hold on.